Wednesday, December 21st. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, a number of media outlets, including CBN News, have covered a story concerning the American Doll Company, the popular doll brand known for promoting positive self-esteem among young girls, appears to be switching gears. American Girl has published a guide that advises girls as young as 3 to transition their gender, also promoting puberty blockers, and it is sparking outrage among parents across this country.
At Christmas time and birthdays and other times, how many young girls would get the American Doll, which would attempt to promote historic virtues of Western civilization concerning the female gender of humanity, but now has fully embraced and has fully entered the culture war and the promotion of the LGBTQAI+. And remember that plus, because they're not finished yet. There's more alphabet to come. But Tom, did I hear you right? The American Doll has a publication that is designed to promote the content and agenda of the LGBTQAI+, that they've created that publication. Is that correct?
It's called A Smart Girl's Guide Body Image Book. It's a 96-page book authored by Mel Hammond. It includes things such as, quote, if you haven't gone through puberty yet, the doctor might offer medicine to delay your body's changes, giving you more time to think about your gender identity. Another snippet, being transgender is not an illness, it's nothing to be ashamed of. At first, you and your doctor might talk about wearing the clothes and using pronouns, he, she, they, that make you feel most like your true self. And yet another passage says, parts of your body might make you feel uncomfortable and you might want to change the way you look. That's totally okay.
All right, so they have just now promoted in this book, down to age 3, they have now promoted the chemical assault upon these children. They have now promoted cosmetic surgery. There's certain parts of your body that you may be uncomfortable with that need to be redesigned, removed. And so you need to know that's not a disease. Well, yeah, you're right. Gender dysphoria is not a quote-unquote disease. It is an adolescent reality, historically, for at most 5 to 8% of children growing up. And of that, 98% of them, the process of adolescence deals with it. The others need more in-depth counseling. So you're right, it's not a disease. But what you have just done is given advice that should be categorized as criminal, because it is the grooming of children for chemical manipulation, quote-unquote cosmetic surgery, that actually consigns the patients to lifelong medical intervention because of the consequences of this Frankensteinian surgical initiatives. Now, Tom, this that they're promoting is obviously out of their concern for children. So when you buy an American Doll, they give you this as a guidebook. It's kind of a giveaway, right?
Well, no, they're actually selling it for $12.99.
Oh, okay. Now, if my listeners will please bear with my attempt at sanctified sarcasm in the last few moments. We are watching a cultural revolution of insanity, absurdity, lethality in the embrace of immorality in this cultural revolution, which in reality is a spiritual war. It is humanity deifying itself and telling God, we will not be nor do what you tell us. We will be who we declare we are, and we will do whatever we want to. You call it an abomination. We call it our aspiration. And we are going to do that. And by the way, not only are we in rebellion against the God of glory who made us and who sustains us and gives us life and breath, not only are we going to be motivated by the insanity, absurdity, of our normalization of sexual immorality, perversion, and promiscuity, even though it leads to lethality, not only are we going to do that out of our heart of rebellion, we got another reason. Man, we can make money. An American Doll has now found another way to make money. So they're joining the cultural revolution to make money. It's my prayer that somehow there's enough sanity left in this culture, there's enough concern of parents for their children, that they will actually have to pay a cost for this, just as Netflix and Disney did to some degree, and at least restrained their cultural revolution. I'm kind of hoping that they're going to have some kind of a backlash, because they're doing this to make money. We got a chance to expand American Doll by becoming engaged in this promotion of insanity as sanity, absurdity as normalcy, immorality as virtuous, and lethality as actually a good thing. It kills marriage and it actually kills people. The suicide rates and the psychological, emotional, and spiritual devastation upon life is extraordinary of what's already happening in the opening years of this cultural revolution. But it's a tsunami, and they found out we're going to ride this wave and find a way to make more money. But hey, we can make $12.99 on this book that is grooming children for the nonsense that would be laughable if it was not so consequential in the destruction of humanity.
It's interesting, Harry, the American Girl Doll Company historically has been a very successful company, basically promoting femininity amongst young girls, promoting motherhood as little girls get their dolls and they mother their dolls. This clearly goes against their mission statement. I mean, this would almost be like the Louisville Slugger Company selling baseball bats to young boys and saying, hey, you can also buy this pamphlet, which is encouraging you to drop your baseball bat and go pick up a tennis racket.
It makes no sense, Tom. And that's why it has to assault the church and free speech, because it cannot stand the exposure to the light of debate and the declaration of what's true. Just can't do it. It's not hard to get in a debate on these things and win the debate. Thus, they've got to put Christianity into a category of something you can believe in your heart and talk about in your home, but you can't come to the public square. But there's not only the motivation of calling what's evil good and good evil out of rebellion to God. There's the creation of a culture that has another motivation. Get on board. You and your company can make money on this. An American Doll said, aha, we've got another way to make money. We got another whole line of dolls that we can put out. And by the way, we've got a book now that we will sell. Not simply make a product that affirms virtue. We've now got a book, and that book we're going to make money off of. So here it is. Let me sum it up this way. It's a culture of insanity, a culture of absurdity, a culture of lethality, in the embrace of the culture of immorality. Why? Because of financial profitability. Now, there's two antidotes. A stopgap measure is, well, I'm just not going to give you my money. I'll find somebody that is attempting to produce a product that promotes sanity, normalcy, and virtue, and life. That's what I'm going to do. But ultimately, this cultural revolution is a spiritual war for the hearts and minds of men. So therefore, the great army of the Lord, His church, must put on the full armor of God, stand firm, take captive the hearts and minds of men with the power of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ. On mission, make disciples. On message, proclaim the whole counsel of God with the glorious sharp edge of the gospel of Christ that exposes sin and exalts the Savior.
One of the greatest joys in the Christian life is raising a family. One of the biggest challenges in the Christian life is raising a Christian family. Pastor Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12-sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7 and the word essentials. Thanks for being with us today. Do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.